From Vote Leave, Take Control, October the 18th. 9 out of 10 of David Cameron's pledges to change the EU look like they won't be delivered. New research shows that over 9 out of 10, 92%, of David Cameron's pledges to change the EU look like they will not be delivered by his EU renegotiation. The PM has made 24 pledges, of which 14, that's 58%, have been dropped altogether. While there is some overlap with the above, 16, or 67%, of the pledges require treaty change in order to be fully effective. However, it has become increasingly clear that the government will not secure actual treaty change before the referendum, as David Cameron initially pledged. Any reforms that are dependent on a treaty change taking place after the UK referendum is liable to be struck down by the EU's courts. A political statement from the EU will not be legally binding. That leaves just two changes, 8.3%, which David Cameron can influence in the renegotiation. Of the two changes which David Cameron can influence in the renegotiation, two of those rely on getting agreement from other EU countries. That's pushing for a new EU free trade deal, but he can't force the EU to sign any deal, and pushing for cut in EU red tape. However, he'll be unable to force the EU to drop laws. Former Secretary of State Owen Paterson MP said, "David Cameron was elected as Prime Minister this year on a promise to bring about fundamental changes to Britain's EU membership. It now looks like he won't get 9 out of 10 things that he promised the British people. The government's renegotiation has been watered down hugely. This is very disappointing for those of us who have backed the Prime Minister in his bid to get real reform in the EU. We wanted him to renegotiate a new relationship based on trade and cooperation, allowing us to make our laws in our own Parliament."